الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. If you recall from the last gathering, I know it's been several weeks now, but we had touched upon the common occurrence in nature, which is this notion of things revolving around a center. And if you recall, we talked about how this applies, or this occurs at a microscopic level. For instance, the electron, as it travels around the nucleus, we talked about how this, if you sort of blow this out a bit further, or significantly further, this occurs with, for instance, a moon around its planet. We talked about how this occurs with planets around the sun, the solar system around the center of its galaxy, etc. And we talked about how this is how Allah Ta'ala designed this world, and the reason that things remain in orbit, or sort of a balance between gravitational pull or free fall and a forward kinetic force, is to maintain balance. And anything when it's in balance, rather than just, you know, be attracted toward that one object, it rather revolves around it, and it, you can say, falls into what's known as orbit or revolution. We talked about how that occurs at a physical level. We talked about at a metaphysical level as well this occurs, meaning someone whose heart revolves around Tawheed or La ilaha illallah, then Islam and Deen becomes at the center of that person's life. So that no matter where they are in space, no matter where they are in time, they're constantly revolving or in orbit around this concept of Tawheed, of La ilaha illallah. And that La ilaha illallah is what they're always pulled toward, they're circling around, and they're constantly performing actions that are in accordance with it. And this ends up being the key to success, which is a different topic in and of itself. And then we sort of then move forward toward how even in certain forms of worship, this notion of orbit is also present. And specifically, we talked about tawaf. When a person does tawaf around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's almost contrary to how we would expect an act of worship to be, which is generally very linear, right? When we pray in linear fashion. When we perform fasts, we're going sort of in this direction, day one, day two, day three in the month of Ramadan. But when it comes to tawaf during the Hajj or during the Umrah, it's this perfect demonstration of what it means to be a well-balanced human being who's just revolving and orbiting around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's perhaps one of the closest states that a person can be in when they're interacting with their Lord. So this is just a summary of what we talked about last time. If you can listen to the recording, if you'd like to bring yourself up to speed. And I just want to expound upon this concept a bit further, because I think it's just incredibly meaningful for all of us. And that is in particular tawaf. The revolution that occurs around the house of Allah, and how monumental this particular activity or experience is. Now, I mentioned how at a microscopic level, the electron revolves around the nucleus. We talked about as you go further and further out, this sort of process continues throughout nature. And what's incredible is, if you think about it, is that all of this revolution that's occurring, I mean, it's all happening on its own. It's like automatic. I mean, how many, I don't know, trillions and trillions of atoms is your body made up of right now, right? You know, trillions upon trillions of atoms. I'm not a physicist, but you can do the math. And every single one of those atoms has a core nucleus, which has electrons that are revolving around it. And it's all happening at this exact moment. At this exact moment, without any control, without any oversight from you. Right? It's just happening. And this continuous buzzing that's occurring, it's all happening at this exact moment. Why is it happening? To create for us a perfect, well-balanced physical body structure. And to create a perfect, well-balanced physical structure of, for instance, the building or of the air that's around us. right? I mean, all of this revolution in orbit, this is all happening. We're not seeing it, we're not hearing it, we're not perceiving it. But it's all happening in such rapid fashion. Why? To maintain this perfectly balanced scenario. The same applies at the bigger picture, right? I mean, the moon revolving around the earth, who of us have given thought to that today, right? I mean, maybe you looked at the moon last night and you saw it in one position, you saw it move a little bit more. Radab started, so maybe you were paying a little bit more attention. But since this morning, how many of you were thinking about the direction of the moon and how it revolved and was in orbit around the earth? Most of us weren't. How many of us have been thinking about we, at this moment, are moving at however many thousands of miles an hour around the sun? We don't feel it. We're still, right? We're not feeling it, but that's occurring at this moment. It's not happening. It's automatic. Because when things are designed by Allah to be in perfect balance, they occur whether or not you and I are involved in that or not. It doesn't require us. When things fall into orbit, they just happen by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this process is there to maintain perfect balance for everything at a physical level. And this also, in a way, applies even when it comes to tawaf as well. You know, at this very moment, I'm not watching the live stream, there are people who are circling around the house of Allah. 6 hours ago, there were people who were circling around the house of Allah. 8 days ago, there were people who were circling around the house of Allah. This constant revolution and orbit of believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just constantly occurring. It's like automatic. It's automatic. Yes, I mean, there's been certain exceptions. Salah time, okay, you know, the pandemic, okay, brief. But otherwise, things just kickstart right up again. And it's so automatic that, as I mentioned last time, when a person goes for Hajj or goes for Umrah and they walk into the masjid, right? And you almost don't know what to do. Let's say you don't know the steps of Umrah. You don't know the steps of Hajj. You walk into the masjid and you walk into the mataf area. You just see people doing this. What are you inclined to do? Well, let me just get in with them and do it as well. That's how automatic it is. You don't even need rules. You just need to know, well, I see everybody walking in this direction. I don't know what it's about. But if you reflect upon it and how this is an embodiment of what's happening in the rest of nature as well, which is this core and things orbiting around it, well, then I'm also going to fully submit myself to that orbit as well. It's that automatic. The worship of tawaf is that automatic. You could just show up, walk into the mataf, and fall into this orbit of tawaf. It's akin to the rest of nature, right? Which is constantly in orbit around its core, but nature as a whole, or let's put it this way, all of creation is orbiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do I mean by that? Not physically, literally speaking, but Allah ta'ala, for instance, mentions in the Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ I think I mentioned this verse last time. And it is He, Allah, who created the night and the day, وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ and the sun and the moon. SubhanAllah. And then, كُلٌّ all of these things, all of it, فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ they're all in this floating orbit or circuit. They're all in this flowing orbit or circuit. The Allah that created it put it in this exact way. Now all of creation is also doing the same, you can say, tawaf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. The angels do it, we know that from hadith. The angels do it in an area that's perhaps above the Kaaba, doing tawaf in Baytul Ma'mur. And in general, all of creation, whether you and I choose to participate in it or not, is involved in the remembrance of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ that everything in the heavens, all of the heavens, sorry, the heavens and the earth, وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ and whatever lies within it, whatever lies within it, the leaves, you know, on the trees, the grass on the ground, the clouds in the sky, the particles of air that are floating around, every single, even you can say our physical bodies, not our ruh, but our physical bodies as well, and the cells that they're made up of, and the mitochondria and everything else, they're praising Allah. They're doing tasbih of Allah constantly. And then he says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ This is all occurring. There's nothing that's exempt from this. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ There's nothing that is exempt from praising Allah, except that you and I, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ Except we don't understand this tasbih. We don't recognize it. We don't appreciate it. We don't see the moon revolving around the sun and thinking, subhanAllah, this perfect balance is the moon being subservient in its orbit for the sake of, because of Allah. Or the solar system around its galaxy, or the electron around its atom, or all of these servants around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَوْا Everyone is already doing. It's so automatic. And while this kind of applies broadly to other acts of worship as well, right? Salah is going on in the masjid, and you're walking by, you just kind of want to jump in as well. Even if you had no intention of praying, you came here for some party, right? The fact that the certain forms of worship are so automatic, you just want to also jump in as well. Because it's just a part of how the creation of Allah worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's something for us to think about as well. The tawaf, when we're circling around the house of Allah ta'ala, appreciate that this is happening in such an automatic fashion that I could just plunge myself in it and revolve around that house of Allah. And when I'm doing so, I'm mimicking or modeling what's happening in the rest of creation as well. You know, sometimes I just wonder, it's like this aimless wandering around the house of Allah. And you look around and you're like, subhanAllah, how is this scene even possible? Anyone that's ever been to the Haram, you're almost wondering, how is this scene even possible? How could you and I get, you know, creation of Allah to just be circling around one thing? If I told everyone we're going to go around the masjid and make laps around it, you would think we were crazy, right? There's no announcement that's being made here. There's no, you know, this is just a manifestation of an expression in the home of Allah and in the house of Allah, that same expression of revolution and orbit that the rest of nature has succumbed to. The creation of Allah, the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also fall into that when they enter into the Masjid al-Haram. So that's the first thing to reflect upon. The second thing to reflect upon, which is subhanAllah also very deep, is that tawaf, when a person revolves around the house of Allah, it's a very humbling experience. It's a very humbling experience. Why is it so humbling? Because when you and I go through our day-to-day, we are constantly focused on ourselves. We're constantly thinking about ourselves. We think that the world revolves around me, right? We think the world revolves around me, meaning I think that I am significant in the bigger scheme of things. In the grander scheme of things, I think I'm significant. Why? Because when I wake up, I'm thinking about, did I, you know, wake up on time? Did I brush my teeth? What am I going to eat for breakfast? How do I get to work or how do I get to school? How are my kids doing? How are my parents doing? Does my car have gas? Everything is sort of me, 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 me. The entire world, we feel, is designed to revolve around us, right? So much so that you and I don't consciously think about what the, you know, I don't know, what's today's date? Today's January. We don't think about what was January 5th of 1642 like. We don't think about that because we were never there. We weren't there. But think about it. There were people that were alive on that day that felt that exact same thing that we're feeling right now, right? So we think that the world revolves around us. We think that the world revolves around us. But what's incredible, when a person goes for Umrah or goes for Hajj, even in the stages that lead up to Tawaf, let's say the first stage is to enter into a state of Ihram, we're still thinking about my two pieces of cloth. We're still thinking about I can't wear any fragrance. We're still thinking about I can't brush my teeth with, you know, with fragrance toothpaste. We're still thinking about, you know, when am I going to pray my two rak'ah? You know, I have to be careful not to say it's me, 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 me. And then when a person enters into Masjid al-Haram, and then they plunge into the circuits of tawaf, they're immediately reminded that this is no longer about me. This is no longer about me. Even up until that point, they're thinking me, me, me. But once that starts, and they're looking around, not that you're supposed to look around in tawaf, but you begin to see that the world actually doesn't revolve around me, it revolves around Allah. The world doesn't revolve around me, it actually revolves around Allah. And through this physical revolution that's occurring, we're reminded that at a metaphysical level as well, this revolution is occurring. It's not always going to be about me. It's in fact never about me. It's always about Allah. And Allah's created this perfect worship form of tawaf for us to be able to appreciate this. When a person starts tawaf, you look around, you're like, where did all these people come from? Nowadays it's very crowded. You look around, you're like, where did all these people come from? You know, the whole life has been me. I wasn't thinking about the Muslims of China or the Muslims of Turkey or the Muslims of Indonesia, and I didn't send them invitations to come and join me. Listen, I'm going for tawaf, come with me. We have a big Umrah group going, come along with us. You know, we have whatever. I didn't facilitate any of this. The whole time I was thinking in my preparation, in my planning, in the finances that were required, all of my travel, I was thinking me. And I start the tawaf and I'm like, whoa, there's a lot more people here. And they're from all over the world. And I had nothing to do with them coming here. And guess what? They could care less about me. They could care less about me. No one's looking my way. No one's, praising me. No one's, coming and shaking my hand. They're just involved in their own orbit. And even if I wanted to, make an announcement, hey, I'm from America. Do you know I have this degree? I spent more money than you. My car is probably nicer than all of yours. No one cares. No one will even turn and look in your direction because they're all focused on how Allah's made that space, which is all about Him. Because that's what the universe is about. And this is just a microcosm of that. It's amazing because those people that are there, they're not here because of me. Whether I stayed at home, in Detroit, Michigan, whether I went on vacation somewhere in the Caribbean or somewhere, in South America, they would still be there revolving around the house of Allah. They're there right now revolving around the house of Allah. They're not there revolving around me. I'm thinking the world revolves around me, but the real revolution, the real orbit's actually taking place in a completely different space. And what's happening 24, this is happening 24/7 of the day. It's happening 365 days a year. To a degree, salah, I'm involved. Fasting, I'm involved. It takes me conscious effort, conscious steps for these things to occur. But tawaf, just fully annihilate yourself. Fully annihilate yourself because this is going to happen whether you are a part of it or not. This is going to take place whether you're a part of it or not. The lesson, essentially, when you think about it, is there will always be people who worship Allah. And that's the take home, right? There will always be people who worship Allah. And if you and I ever forget this, we should reflect upon the haram and reflect in particular about the tawaf that's occurring at this time. There are people at this moment that are just fully immersed in their balanced revolution around the house of Allah. And it is happening and it's happened for hundreds of years. And when I leave this world, despite me thinking that the world revolves around me, when I leave this world and I'm in my grave, that revolution is still going to be happening. And this applies to all forms of worship as well, but sometimes we lose sight of this. So we should remind ourselves that there will always be people who worship Allah. There will always be righteous people on this planet until the end of time that are going to worship Allah because Allah is in charge, not us. There are people who are going to do tawaf around the Kaaba because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is who we should be circling and being orbiting rather than just constantly fixated on ourselves. There's a verse in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah, O you who believe, fear Allah, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are righteous. And be with those who are righteous. Be with them. Just be in their company, right? In the concept of tawaf, it's like, just jump into that circle, right? Those people that are there, they're invited guests of Allah. They're there, you and I may see things that, confuse us, but by and large, they're invited guests of Allah. Be with them. The scholars say that because this is a command from Allah, O you who believe, fear Allah, and kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are righteous, it's an indication that there will always be righteous people on this planet. Because that hukum can't come to us if there's no righteous people around. So, what we learn from the first thing I was mentioning is how the tawaf is so automatic, right? Everyone understands that. The second thing to highlight, that we're highlighting here, is that when it comes to our deen in general, the lesson that we pull from this activity of tawaf and how people are always encircling the Kaaba is that even in our own life, when it comes to our deen, sometimes we just have to plunge into the gatherings and into the company of those people who are worshiping Allah, meaning jump on that boat. And that ship will go somewhere. Jump into the tawaf, that tawaf will take you somewhere. Plunge yourself into that gathering will elevate you into somewhere. It's not, what's incredible about this is that, you know, this is a form of self-annihilation as well. Because if I think that, you know, my success is going to be dependent on me, then that's a problem. But if I appreciate that there are a group of people who I can just put myself with or attach myself to, who are at a metaphysical level revolving their lives around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His greatness, and I plunge into those, and I make that group, you know, of people that are righteous, people that come to the masjid, people that are doing, if I make that group my group, I also will fall into that as well. And I also will benefit from that as well. So the take-homes for today. The first is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be worshipped no matter what happens. Whether we choose to worship Him, whether we choose to remember Him, is irrelevant. And the tawaf is the perfect expression of this. That Salah may be happening here, it may be happening in Egypt, it may be happening in the Haram. Fasting, the month of Ramadan, may be happening here, it may be happening in Egypt, it may be happening in the Haram. Zakah may be paid here, it may be paid there, it may be paid elsewhere. But the tawaf of the house of Allah, that's only happening in one place. And those worshippers of Allah that are there at this moment or next year or in the prior year, just a reminder for us that, you know, whether we choose to be a part of those who truly believe in Allah or not, that's up to us. Whether we want to jump on or not, that's up to us. The second takeaway is that we should always stay within the flow of the righteous servants of Allah. We should always stay within the flow of the righteous servants of Allah. I already explained to you at a physical level how this occurs with the tawaf, how you plunge yourself in with a group of people who you don't know, you've never seen before, you're mesmerized at how they even got there, but you know that Allah Ta'ala brought them there for a reason. And they clearly are doing what needs to be done in order to exemplify what it means to orbit Allah. So elsewhere in our life as well, we should plunge ourselves into those people that are doing tawaf of La ilaha illallah. Because whether we've fully internalized it or not is a separate point. But when we plunge ourselves into that same flow of those people who are righteous, and when you interact with them, you spend time with them, you appreciate that, yeah, while there's a physical tawaf happening in Makkah Mukarrama, there is a metaphysical tawaf happening with this person or this gathering's life. Or this group of people, right? I mean, the righteous. So we should seek out wherever that tawaf is occurring around La ilaha illallah, and we should plunge ourselves into that space as well. Because we'll be carried with it also. We'll be carried with it also. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to perform the tawaf in the proper way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow our hearts to become such that they are fully immersed in the encircling of La ilaha illallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to find company that is righteous and allow us to join the flow of their orbit. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.